right. Well, this morning we have from Arbor Care Centers in O'Neill, we have Matt Burble, Executive Director, and Kara Jackson, the Social Services Director. And first we're going to visit with Kara and have Kara tell us a little bit about herself.
My name is Kara, and I am from Atkinson. I was born and raised there. I went to high school there, and then from there I went to Wayne State College. And after that, I decided to go work at Walt Disney World for a while, came back, and then I completed some online schooling to get my master's degrees in human services and criminal justice. I have worked at Arbor Care Center since I was 16. I started out as a CNA, and then I was the scheduling coordinator. And then I went to work at the state of Nebraska. I was a Medicaid worker and decided to get back into the nursing home setting, where now I'm the social service worker.
Awesome. So you're no newcomer to the Arbor Care Center. You know that building pretty well.
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, Matt Burble, tell us a little bit about your movement through the company here and now at Arbor Care Centers.
Yeah, absolutely. Since it's a competition here, Kara, you got quite the resume here. Same thing. Grew up here locally, graduated from O'Neill Public High, went to college down at Wayne. After I was done with Wayne, had my Bachelor of Science in Psychology, ended up at Heartland Counseling. And then following that, in right away in the start of 2018, I was actually the Social Services Director here at the nursing home. And then in February of 2020 here, I had taken over as the Assistant Executive Director, and then officially in April became the Executive Director. So, awesome. What a time to jump into the executive director role with all we've had going on with the pandemic, but we've been providing good care and sticking with our policies and procedures, and things have been going really well for us.
You bet. And Arbor Care Centers here in O'Neill and the Arbor Care Centers, tell us about the ownership and who's who owns the Arbor Care Centers.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure the community remembers back in 2018, actually, it was actually about a month after I had got started there. We were under the ownership of Skyline Healthcare out in New Jersey. There was a pretty big falling out there, clear across the country. They had buildings all over. They weren't able to make payments to employees, vendors, and whatnot. And the state of Nebraska actually had spoken with Klassmeyer's and had an agreement for them to oversee all 21 care and rehab facilities that had been placed into receivership. So after receivership, they officially, as of 7/31, own and operate 7 facilities, including ourselves. Out of the 21, they were able to keep 7 viable buildings, and we have been going with them ever since. It's very nice. We're excited to be locally owned and operated by a Nebraska company, and it's a family that is overseeing us, so we're excited for the future.
You bet. And, of course, amongst all the things that have been happening, the number one priority, obviously, at Arbor Care Center is caring for our senior citizens. And Kara, tell us a little bit about and refresh us and maybe some of the services provided out here at the Arbor Care Center.
Sure. Right now, we offer short-term care rehab out of the hospital. We have an amazing rehab department. They come in and work with you. Long-term care, and then we have a secure Alzheimer's dementia care unit, as well as some outpatient therapy.
Just still all of the great services.
Yep, absolutely. And just a little recap on the short-term rehab. I think this is something to touch on, as a lot of people, Medicare and Medicaid's kind of complicated. So if you have 3 acute midnights in the hospital and you have a qualifying diagnosis, you're able to come out to us and you can use up to 100 days of Medicare Part A, which will cover your stay for therapy, your room and board and whatnot, to get your rehab back to home or assisted living, or whichever the goals are upon admission to facilities. So there's that. I also want to touch on the therapy department. It's nice now. We don't have a contracted agency coming in for therapy. Klassmeyer's, when they decided to take over, had decided we were going to have our own in-house therapy. So now we have all of our employees without any contracted agency that comes in. So,
all right, that's great. And maybe talk just a little bit about Medicaid.
Yeah, go ahead, Kara. You're the pro.
Yeah, so Medicaid, obviously there's some qualifying things that have to occur before you are eligible. But if there ever is any questions, you can sure give me a call. You have to, of course, fill out an application. It takes 45 to 90 days. And then you have to know your resources, your income, things like that. And I can answer any of those questions, let you know what the state of Nebraska designates as resources, income, the things they count, what they don't count, some land contract questions, anything like that. Please feel free to give me a call. I am able to answer those questions as well as help you fill out the application to possibly speed up the process a little bit quicker to help out.
Awesome. Okay, so that's there. And like I said, they can contact you.
Absolutely.
Out at the Arbor Care Center here in O'Neill, and you'll be glad to get them all the info and all the help they need, because sometimes that can be a little confusing.
And if I don't know the answer, I know who to send you to get the answer. There we go.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, even if you're not an inquiry or a referral to us, Kara's a wonderful resource for us. She's a big asset, so feel free to use her.
All right. Well, Matt, maybe let's talk a little bit about, obviously, we've had some different operating procedures here since March, and I know it's not only affected you, but pretty much everybody. And what are some of the things going on right now with the directed health measures?
Yeah. So recently, at the end of June, there was some guidance from state, local, federal government and regulations where all long-term care facilities need to go through a baseline testing process for their staff to relax restrictions. There was a little bit of a delay in getting supplies from the state. I'm sure they have been plenty overwhelmed with everything that's been going on during this pandemic. But we were able to finish up our testing on July 31st. We sent it to the lab that they had designated at CHI St. Elizabeth's in Lincoln. And then it was kind of odd. Right away, over the weekend, we had received about 50 out of our 71 results, and then it took about a week to a week and a half for those last 21 to trickle in. But we did come back. All 71 staff were negative. We've been following our infection control policies well, and now it offers us the opportunity to relax some of the restrictions that were in place. So this week we have started limited dining back up so we can meet the psychosocial needs, if you will, of our residents. And we are starting our limited group activities back up. And we're also going to start at the start of next week. We will begin doing our patio visits for visitation with families, and they can reach out to Kara and we'll get them set up for a visit.
All right. So that's there. And like we said, if any family members or anybody that maybe wants to come visit, somebody wants to know more, just always best thing to do is call before you come out.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get you guys scheduled up. And
yeah, we're going to set up appointments. So you just need to contact me and whatever works. We can get it scheduled. We have some designated times. Those letters went out. So hopefully families will be contacting.
Awesome. And how can they get a hold of Arbor Care Centers?
They can give us a call at 402-336-2384. And if anybody wants to call and get in touch with any of us leadership team members, we'll direct them where they need to go.
All right. And as far as taking new residents, that's still going on, right?
Yep. We haven't ever strayed away during this whole process. We've been taking admissions the whole time. We've been following strict guidelines with self-isolating and quarantining in a private room for 14 days just to monitor symptoms to make sure we are reducing the risk of exposure to everyone else that's in the building. And it's been going well. We haven't had any staff or residents have tested positive for COVID during this pandemic. So we're pretty proud of it.
You bet. All right, you guys, anything else before we let you go?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, again, you can always call the Arbor Care Centers again at 402-336-2384. And thanks to Matt Burville and Kara Jackson for coming in today.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.